They saw things over there, and they were made to do things that human beings are not meant to do. They were meant to kill, especially the ones that were sent to the Pacific Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, watch Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg's The Pacific. It aired on HBO in, 2010, 2011, I want to say, 2012, something. It was a miniseries. It followed Band of Brothers. It was the Pacific Theater version of Band of Brothers. You watch that miniseries, if you watch that show, The Pacific, you will never think about war or World War II, as they call it, the same way again. You will see things that men were compelled to do. Now, look, in many instances, they're trying to use the internet. No, I'm not. In many instances, they were put into positions where it was either kill the Japanese or the Japanese were going to kill you in the most unceremonious, tortuous, wicked ways imaginable. Men are not supposed to do this, not for long periods of time. War is not supposed to be fought this way. You know, the modern era has given us total war and tens upon tens of millions, if not 100 million or so, dead since it was hatched out of the box. Bodies became collateral damage. I know what it was. It's that Tom Cruise movie. I saw 10 minutes of it yesterday, Oblivion. There's a scene in the movie Oblivion where he's reading Brave Horatius. And up spake Horatius, up spake brave Horatius at the bridge. Something about we're going to stand where the ashes of our fathers are. it's a noble poem by an Englishman about defending, about a Roman legion defending, I think it's a Roman legion, defending a bridge against the Goths, the Visigoths, or whoever it was that was invading. Kind of gives you this image of how warfare was fought previous to the modern era. This level of killing did not exist, and it certainly didn't exist in Christendom. You know, people love to say, well, all religion ever gave European continent was war. Oh, you mean like World War One, the one that was started because one of the last living monarchs, Catholic monarchs, was assassinated intentionally to bring about a war? How does the assassination of one guy lead to a war? Because they wanted a war. As Ralph Sarchi was saying on the show last Wednesday, you got Lucifer, as he says in the New York accent, you got Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. The devil is doing the dirty work physically in this world. That's how it got started. In any event, they went over there and they saw things and did things that screwed them up in the head. They suffered PTSD. No one knew what to do with any of these men that came home. But they were, oh, no, get out there, go build a car, move out into the suburbs, buy a couple television, you know, have a family, this and that and the other. There are studies that are being done now and books are now being written on this very subject. I am not making this up and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's a fact. About just how messed up in the head those men that went to World War II, many of them, just how messed up in the head they got thanks to what we call today post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, it's their children, though, that they passed it on to. That's the boomers. 78% believe in this fake patriotism. Listen to the number. Okay, so let's just pretend for arguments for poops and giggles, right? That the fake patriotism is the same what a boomer thinks it is, what a millennial loser thinks it is, right? It's waving a flag, saying the Pledge of Allegiance, standing and putting your hand over your heart, taking your hat off and what have you, and all that assorted nonsense there, which is not to say that you can't be respectful of these things. Millennials, 42% of millennials think that patriotism is very important. 42%. So what does that mean? Even if their definition is wrong, they don't think that defending and having a love for their homeland is important.